You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Welcome to the internet. Have a look around. Anything that brain of yours can think of can be found. We've got mountains of content, some better, some worse. If none of it's of interest to you, you'd be the first.
Hey, there you are. A little theme song and everything. Welcome to the internet, my friends. Grabbed a whole bunch of video stuff to share with you this morning. Let's start with this. Ozzy Osbourne being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. On his own, under his own name, and not just with Black Sabbath, which happened years and years and years ago. In honor of that, the kid percussionists, what are they, the Little Leopards? I think it is
something
the
like
Little Leopard percussion team. They're all like middle schoolers, took on an Ozzy song. Like 12-year-olds. This is great. They are the Louisville Leopard Percussionists. Dude, that's amazing. I guess Ozzy heard about this and has it on a page somewhere.
Oh,
he
wow.
just thinks it's cool as hell.
Awesome.
Isn't that great?
Wait, isn't it funny that Ozzy Osbourne has somehow reached like endearing grandpa status?
Yes.
Of all people.
You know, he's an endearing guy.
Yeah.
We've interviewed him a few times on our show, and he's the guy from the TV series.
Yeah, the Osbournes.
But I mean, he wasn't doddering or anything. He was actually really engaging and a nice, nice guy.
Yeah.
Remember when he asked Chuck?
Oh, I remember. And what was amazing to me was Chuck asked him the last question was, if you're stuck on a deserted island and you can only eat one thing, what do you want? You know, like one vegetable or whatever. And he said, and without hesitation, he goes, I think I'd take a potato. And then he literally listed everything you can do with a potato in about 30 seconds. And it was a list that I couldn't even think of.
It was like Forrest Gump-like.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Shrimp. You could take a potato. You could make fried fries. You could take a potato and make hash browns.
Yeah. It was crazy.
That's not what I would picture.
Pretty pro-potato.
Then he was trying to describe his house and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's not like a bat cave.
Where do you think that the Prince of Darkness would live?
Yes.
Where do you probably think about the middle of the woods is all gnarly and brambles and no. I've got an American refrigerator. It was funny as hell. The guy was lovable, just lovable. Yeah. Unlike this person. This is a sub-segment called Let Me Speak to the Manager. This is a woman who's already having a bad day, going to wreck the day of an Uber driver.
Are you Ben?
Yes, I am. How are you doing today?
Can you do me a favor? Can you move the seat forward? Because it's hitting my knees at this point.
Yeah, no problem. Hold on.
It's very uncomfortable.
Is that better? Sorry about that.
There's no point in saying sorry. It was already, you know, it was already pushing on my knees.
What?
That's what most of you Uber drivers do anyway. I'm not trying to come off rude, but...
You're not?
Can you hold on? I didn't even put my seatbelt on, sir. Can you please... I don't feel comfortable not wearing my seatbelt first. Can you, like, slow down? You in a rush? Because if you're in a rush, I'm going to panic. This right here is loose. This almost poked me.
All right.
This is broken.
Probably for my past clients. They were probably rough with the seatbelt.
You need to fix that because that could have stabbed me. And I wouldn't be happy if that happened.
A seatbelt.
Yeah.
Now, she just got in the car.
This is warming up.
Just got in the car.
Oh, my God.
It gets worse.
There's more?
So how are you doing
today,
ma'am?
I've been in several accidents. The last Uber driver, I was in the car, and he was speeding on a turn, and he hit the side rail. Quite honestly, I am scared getting in these vehicles, but unfortunately, my vehicle was totaled due to a drunk driver, so I'm kind of iffy on trusting people with my life. Uh-huh. It's too hot in here. Can I lower this window or something?
Yeah, go ahead.
You like it really hot in here, man. It's like I'm in the Amazon. It's crazy, isn't it? You're not hot?
How fun being this guy.
Is that better? If you could please point that a little, the vents towards me, because it's like facing the window. That
oh, my gosh. But it gets better.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah. No.
It gets better.
Men are all the same.
Oh, men. Wow. Oh, okay.
Are we? Got smart remarks for everything. Here's the left right here that you have to take to Union.
I'm taking it. We're going West 22 Union and Hillside, ma'am.
Are you giving me an attitude, sir?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
All I have to do is report you to Uber, and so be it. You will be kicked off this app, okay? Oh, I'll tell you, I've gotten other people kicked off.
She's gotten other people kicked off. Yeah. Oh, we need to get this chick out of the car fast.
I did not know that.
That's why I'm complaining, because my knee is hurting.
Well, I didn't know that. I'm sorry. Okay, I don't know your life until you get inside this vehicle.
I'm not trying to tell you my life, okay?
But you told me your knee was hurting.
Yeah, that's why I was pissed that this freaking seat is leaning on my knee. You have to have consideration for passengers when they get in your car.
Don't sit behind the driver.
You don't question them where they're going.
And
I want another Uber driver. So all you're doing is running that lip of yours, and don't nobody want to hear what you got to say.
Do you want to drop off, or you want to keep going to the destination?
Drop me off at ShopRite.
Yeah. Okay.
Gotta get another Uber because of you. Right here. Just pull over right here.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude.
Over there in the parking spot. I'm not going to get out in the middle here.
You should pull over right here.
Tuck and roll at 40. Yeah, get out.
My God. She leave the car fast enough?
Oh. No.
Oh, my God. And I commend that guy because he kept cool.
I couldn't have done it.
Did you watch this video?
Yeah.
It's 11 minutes.
It's passed by a couple times.
It's 11 minutes and she never stops complaining.
The second or third one you played, I would have been at get out of my car.
Yeah, I think you are.
I could not have done that.
I'd be afraid for my own safety. What is this person even capable of?
You haven't even started moving yet and she's acting like that? I think not.
Yeah, no, I can't.
I'm actually speeding into a wall. Because you know what?
I might actually just get you out of my car.
I'm going to do something for mankind here.
I might brake check this one. Yeah. We're going to do a seatbelt test.
And what's funny is she's sitting not behind the driver, but in
the passenger
side on the back seat.
Yeah.
But the seat's not, there's
anywhere
no problem. She's just angling for a free ride is what she's doing.
Something. Oh yeah. Well, she got most of where she wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll finish with this. Everybody's familiar with the actor Chris Pratt, right?
Yes. Sorry, I'm physically mad at the moment. That really upset me. I can't.
Chris Pratt doing a radio interview, and in the interview, he claims that he knows every word off of an Eminem album. It's Eminem's album, 2001, right?
Yep. I remember when Eminem first came out with his album in Chronic 2001, around that time came out.
Oh, wow.
That was kind of like my Peter Quill mix. I listened to that. Me and my friend lived in a van in Maui, and we listened to that and smoked weed every day.
Get the
every day. I know every
I'm about to call Marshall. Let's go.
I tell you what, I know every word to that album.
Prove it. All right, now you're going to hear Chris Pratt prove it.
Nowadays, everybody want to talk. They got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move the lips. Just a bunch of gibberish. They forgot about Trey. What do you say to somebody you hate?
That's Chris Pratt.
Wow.
No way.
One day I was walking by with the walker knob. When I caught a guy giving a knock on die, dragging him off with the pocket knot.
You know, it's,
I don't give a f- it's dark enough. Harder than me, try to talk dogs. Put a drunk as right next to a humongous truck in a two-car garage.
That's amazing.
Broken leg, try to walk it off. Two bitch call the cops. I'ma kill you when them loud barking dogs. And when the dog came out, you draced you next to a burned-down house. With a can for the guns and a hand for the matches. Is it worth found out right here? Cause we're
that's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
And you can tell he knows it.
He knows
because he's got like the inflection and the twin babies.
And Mercedes band with the window. Got it all in there.
Yeah.
Calling men ladies. Side doc, but I've been crazy.
So, yo, you did it with yo.
nowadays everybody want to talk. They got something to say.
Welcome to the internet.
Welcome to the internet. Have a look around. Anything that brain of yours can think of can be found. We've got mountains of content, some better, some worse. If none of it's of interest to you, you'd be the first.